in the machine shop, you would have had overhead shaft in.
Ah, tell us about that then, Les.
Well, of course, all the machine shop ran an overhead shaft in. And I believe I'm right in saying that we had a gas engine that used to drive the main power to the machine shop. And if somebody wanted a break, they would go down and kick the gas bag, which would put it out of action. And so they'd have to start it up again. But of course, you had all this overhead shaft in, and the machines were driven by what's called comb pullers, which is three pullers of different sizes. And you would have the three cones at the bottom and the reverse cones at the top, and of course, belt driven. And what was called a loose and fast pulley with a wooden handle reaching down from the shaft and above, so you could move it from left to right, and you would either engage or disengage the fast and loose pulley. And then, of course, according to what material you were machining or the size of the material you're machining, because you need to... I've always personally worked in feet per minute, because that is the correct way to work. You work in feet per minute regardless of the size. It makes no difference whatsoever. And therefore, you need to adjust the speed of the machine. Now then, in those days, you had the belt running all the time, and usually, sometimes with a stick, but usually with your hand. And of course, you had belt fasteners, and some were wicked. And you would put your hand to the belt and push the belt across till it came off the one pulley, flicked the other side till it climbed the other pulley at the top, and you change speed. And that was a bit interesting. Yeah.
Was there any accidents or ever due to all these belts, Les, that you can remember?
Well, I had my own hand ripped a couple of times, and on one occasion I had my hand go under the pulleys and the casting that they were surrounded, but it was nothing serious.
You mentioned speeds of cutting, etc., Les. Were you on piecework?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, yes, I don't know at what age, probably the first year we were sort of broken in, but then probably after that, we were timed. Alf Goby was the timekeeper in those days, and he would, among others, and he would come along and study you on the job, and off you would time. Now, the time was the standard time for skill band, but as an apprentice, you had an allowance, a percentage extra, and that percentage would decrease as you got older. So by the time you were 21, you were on standard. So that was very good too. It helped you to speed up to, you know.
So it aided everybody then?
Oh, yes, I think so. And, of course, the hours we worked, I can't be sure of getting spot on the time of the hours. But it was probably 8 o'clock at night till probably 7 o'clock in the morning. I know we worked 10 hours a night, but we're paid for 11. So I think we worked 55 hours a week and paid for 66, if I remember right.